If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
Oh, hey, Guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
It is yet another day without prep. You just never know when those are going to happen. It's the Daily Show, I think 1086.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Jewish apocalypse.
Now, I need to know, it's, what is it? It's 9:13 now. Did you hear the big...
It's 11:05.
Right. Okay. I'm just doing metric, though.
I get it.
Oh, right. Yeah, the metric system. Yeah. Did you hear the big 9/11 news, though? What happened on 9/11? Huge.
No.
The New York Jets... won a game on 9/11. Jets.
Uh-oh. The Jets. I was making that joke
airplane,
on 9/11.
An airplane team wins a game in overtime after Ayahuasca Boy tore his Achilles heel.
What was that guy's name again?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, yeah. Was he high on Ayahuasca?
Apparently not, because he sustained a major injury in like the fourth play of the game.
Yeah, see, if he...
Collapsed into his own footprint.
If he had been on Ayahuasca, he would have transformed into a panther and there would have been no issues.
Yeah, it's true.
Right,
the machine elves wouldn't have to cart him off the field to the hospital, and he's missing the whole season.
How
he's
long
done.
Are you waiting to say collapsed into his own footprint?
I actually already said it last night on my live stream, but nobody watches that. I got like 100 something viewers, so I get to do all these jokes. It's basically a practice run for Wednesday morning show.
Well, I hope everybody is prepped for like 3 hours of coverage of the Biden impeachment.
Hell yeah!
You guys ready to go on that?
I didn't even know it was criminal.
What are they impeaching him for?
Boy. They made me forget what other...
Don't know. Hold on. That's what's funny. They don't actually know.
There was one more dumb joke from last night I was going to do involving Aaron Rodgers. Now I forgot. You made me forget what it was.
I didn't even know he tripped.
Claps in the footprint. The overtime game. Football. I forgot. Elves. Ayahuasca. Oh, that's right. I saw this. So in one of the Twitter threads about him, it was a video clip of like... It's this terrible clip we watched where like his foot plants and he leans forward and his calf like pulsates, like, oh, that's the moment when it explodes. And there was a meme underneath it and it says like how, it's a meme about how ivermectin can prevent tendon injuries. I was dying laughing. It was so good.
You can prevent you literally severing your Achilles tendon.
Ivermectin. I was like, what can't you do, ivermectin?
Is that real? What a strange off-label use for ivermectin.
Well, that's the thing. I couldn't tell if that was somebody being like really funny and like, or if it was just like a retard actually putting that out there. I think it was probably somebody making fun of him because he's an anti-vaxxer, Aaron Rodgers.
I would guess that. Well, here I'll say
I would imagine that Aaron Rodgers is pro ivermectin, so someone was making fun of him. But I thought it was great. I know
that during that period. A lot of people were discovering that ivermectin cures like almost
everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, you would find that. Yeah,
It doesn't do anything to help one like become aware of the Jewish question, though. That's one thing ivermectin can't. In fact, actually, ivermectin can be used to cure anti-Semitism because I guess if you take it, it clogs up your like your kike receptors,
anti-Semitism is a brain worm.
You lose touch of how like Jewish power actually like. Functions and works and what its status is. And instead, you come up with comic book fantasies about bioweapons and really retarded shit.
Or basically, again, I mean, I got to be honest. Like, The anti-vax politics was just slacktivism. Don't go get a vaccine and you will destroy everything. People right. were actually promoting this narrative. Like, just by staying home and not getting a shot, you're causing trouble.
Then, like,
you're collapsing the regime. It's like, well,
and then, like, your idols are, like, lazy niggers who don't bother to go get it. Like, look at these base blacks who, like, aren't vaccinated. It's like, well, yeah, they just...
That's, again, why I kept saying, like, here's the problem with your idea that massive institutional punishments are going to be coming down for people that don't get vaccines, is that niggers don't get vaccines.
Yeah.
And so any institutional punishment delivered is going to have a disproportionate effect on niggers. Therefore, it's going to be a non-starter because, as usual, race and the Jewish racial agenda is way more important to them than giving you a shot.
So, speaking of 9/11 and conspiracies, I was reading Unz on the shitter this morning.
Oh, were you now?
Yeah. It was a really funny thing he was doing.
It's about Ron Unz. Is that his name? Ron Unz, Rob Unz, Rod Unz.
Chuck Unz.
Whatever the fuck.
His name is Chuck Unz.
Chucky Unz there. So that's an article that he wrote, or that's somebody that's like on the website?
This is one of his American Pravda pieces. Oh, okay. Now I don't see it. Yeah, American Pravda, Remembering 9/11 Truth Movement. So he's not talking about 9/11, he's talking about the Truth Movement. And I'm just not done like thinking about... Because if there's ever like a grand example of like a thorough like flooding of the zone and psychologically doing a psychological operation against the politics in this country to turn people down blind alleys and make them retarded, it's the 9/11 Truth Movement is a grand example.
And I'll say this, it was at least like it wasn't necessarily just targeted only at right wing. It was targeted equally. It was actually targeted at both right and left wing and independents.
Because imagine if you looked into, you know, Bush is behind 9/11. It's an inside job. And it's like, all right, here's a bunch of dumb shit you can go check out.
Yeah.
And that's going to keep you... Because all this, one of the main things I maintain is that the mainstream, like, entertainment interest movement of conspiracy theory stuff, Jim Mars, all that stuff, Alex Jones was part of it. What was that overnight? Art Bell? Mm-hmm. Like, all that stuff was... There had no other purpose... Other than to keep your focus away from international Zionism and Jews.
Yeah.
It's all about, like, when you get deep enough into this stuff, like, you get people that are actively lying to you about who's in... Because at first, it's like a fun curiosity. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. They did that. And then, like, suddenly you have to start asking, well, who? And then you have to come up with, like, really dumb ideas, like these certain Wall Street investors are behind it. This or that, like, corporate interests, the Republican Party, the Texas oil men. Then it gets like worse than that. And then it's like you start saying like, well, why are they about this? Why are they doing this? And that's when you start hearing about Freemasonry and Knights Templar and all kinds of really...
The worst is always
that it's like a secret Nazi world order that didn't actually lose.
It'll eventually come. And they also do the bit of like, they want to, almost like the same thing the left would used to do, like they want to divide us by race.
Mm-hmm. That's a blind alley you can go down.
They want to divide. They are wanting you to be racist because they want us divided.
George Soros is in charge of the Open Society, whatever it's called. He's this billionaire, quote-unquote, philanthropist. But his defining feature that makes him the bad guy is, as a Jew, he's a secret Hitler worshiper.
Right. Well, no one's more pro-Hitler than the ADL, remember? According to Alex Jones.
It's just these are the things that they do. And so
they love Hitler.
You continue to look at sites like Unz's or... Tacky or these other sort of like weak right wing sites, I guess you would call them, and they all like they're happy to play along with this stuff because there's clicks, because it's easy answers, it's somewhat popular. It's fun. It's like everything else we can't stand. You're having fun. If you're having fun, you're doing something wrong because politics isn't fun. Being ruled by Jews and struggling against them, it's fun.
It's a lot of fun, but yeah. It's also, I would say it's the most fun is not being wrong.
Right.
And like, again, if I know, and I just want people to understand something. I understand how the cognitive dissonance, or I don't even know if that's the right word. I understand how the feelings of misgiving and the desire to just have it be easy or to just do the thing that's fun and easy and not go all the way. I remember, like, when we first started doing this, I actually knew the truth about Jews, like, earlier than we made this whole show about... Well, actually, no. By the time we were doing the show, it was already that. When we first started the website, we were talking about, should we do that? Should we not do that? Because, you know, And I
that's
had
before
people,
my time then.
Yeah, well, I had people coming at me that were like hardcore on the Jew thing, and I couldn't refute what they were saying. I knew it was true.
Right.
And even also on like the, yeah, you know, Hitler was actually right and all this stuff. And I was like, I couldn't refute what they were saying, but I also knew like that was trouble. Like going that way was trouble. It was risky. It was going to create issues, all kinds of issues, and not just issues like in the online world, issues in real life. You know, so, and so I had this, I literally was torn. I had conversations with people about, dude, I know all this stuff, but like taking the site that direction, you know. And eventually I was just like, eh, you know, you just have to do it to tell the truth. Like,
this is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
Yeah. You know, and
what made things fun was Bornel Bormf.
Yeah.
And that's what people are, that's a big trouble we're having. People are still clinging to that. People don't want to let go. Some people don't want to let go of that idea.
I don't even know if it's him as so much as it is like the idea.
The idea of doing
of meme
it through,
energy and all
but
that.
But it's like
shit.
He was the only one. It wasn't even meme energy. It's like, okay, I can see a path to getting some power here through this administration.
Yeah.
And that turned out they were ready for that and were absolutely adamantly not going to play ball with anything. We were never going to be like an ideological like police officer yelling at the Republicans and the Trump is to keep on track here with working for white people. Like that was never going to happen. They were strictly there to do Abraham Accords. They were strictly there to annex the Golan Heights. They were there for nothing else than that. Everything else was just, they just knew what to say to get an extra couple percentage points.
Dressing.
They basically did what, do you remember that, fuck, remember that old clip of, it was the one of the Bill Maher's shows, I can't remember which one, probably Real Time, with Ann Coulter.
Yeah, she used to be on there a lot.
Ann Coulter was, he had her on all the time, because she just made the audience mad, and it's good for business, right? They were talking about like what percentages of what demographics, what they mentioned Mitt Romney got 55-56% of the white vote. I can't remember what. And Ann Coulter made some remark as if he had just gotten like a few more percentage points of whites, he'd be president right now. And like, of course, the crowd was uproariously angry. And Bill Maher was like, of course, if there's one thing Romney needs to be, is a few points whiter. And like to like thunderous applause, laughter, like mocking. But it's like that's like literally true, and that's what the Trump campaign did.
Right?
They did that, Bill Maher. He became a few points whiter and won, and then lost.
What's so annoying about that is like that's just factually a true statement.
Yeah.
Whether you like that or not, it doesn't. It's irrelevant.
Right?
Like it's true. That's a fact, and it's just so irritating when people, and everybody does this,
right?
At least in mainstream politics, because everybody has to be a liar. Mm-hmm. Where you more allegiance to like the lie and the narrative than just basic obvious facts,
right?
And it's everywhere in America, and the fact that they're officially allowing conspiracy theories like back on Facebook and other platforms is just evidence of this because they need to. Additionally, real quick about the Biden impeachment. As you said, what are they impeaching him on? I don't know, and frankly, they don't know. But the thing is, it's some business dealing that involved, I don't know.
It's just bullshit. It's just like we figure this is what you do now when you have politics. Well,
yeah, but it's also
you have a House
like,
majority, you draft this, and it's going to go nowhere.
It's not going to go anywhere. It's not meant to go anywhere. It's not there. The Democrats are fucking laughing at it. I saw this article where Fox News was like, John Fetterman has like weird unhinged response.
Ooh, he went like that or something. Yeah,
he's mocking you. It was on Fox News. Like Fetterman has weird unhinged response to news of Biden's impeachment. So I was like, okay, this might be interesting. So I watched it. He was just making fun of the idea that this was an issue. He's like, oh my god, I'm devastated. Oh no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you not see that he's just being sarcastic? Like it's fairly obvious to me. I thought maybe the dude literally had a weird on because he's got some kind of fucked up brain. But, like, no, he was literally just like, LOL. Like, this is a fucking joke. And he's right. But the thing is this. They're going to get people. The idea of it, I don't know if it's going to work. And we should actually try and subvert this as well, which will cause people to be angry at us this time, too. They want people. This is a tweet. This is a 2 year long tweet campaign for Cat Turd, who lives of TikTok. For people, like, for certain types of people on Gab, for the whole botted up mainstream right on Twitter, like, the amount of content this is going to produce for those type of people. Elijah Schaefer is going to be all over it. I've already seen certain people trying to, you know, even National Review wrote an editorial about, like, forget about, like, Trump. Here's why Biden is actually corrupt and, like, all this stuff, right? Now, Biden's not going to be impeached. I mean, they might not even impeach him. They just opened an investigation, right? They might not actually vote to impeach him. Even then, he might not, after being impeached, he might not actually be removed from office, because I think they impeached Trump twice and they never removed him from office. But it's literally just content. This is what they're doing. They're doing this to create content and interest for the online right-wing audience. And I can't stress this enough, that the online thing with conservatives and right-wingers, frankly, I think this is ultimately the reason Musk bought Twitter. I don't think it was to make money. Musk is deeply integrated with the deep state. He's heavily funded by the military-industrial complex, and he provides and runs, I mean, the technology that they need to keep many of the major Zog apparatus.
What I've heard is he's dedicated to free speech. It really matters to him deep in his soul. He's passionate about free speech.
Right. I'm sure that, yeah.
Highly motivated.
Definitely, that's what's going on. But I think the thing is that I think they realize, I think Jews figured out that, like, this nascent white resistance movement, populist movement, these unhappy white people who started being willing to actually go out and do stuff or became some kind of a political nuisance or threat during the Trump years, we can get them by giving them little crumbs and giving them conspiracy theories and keeping them online. Like, this is kind of the... I was listening to someone we were saying
imagine
yesterday.
The Russians can see this conspiracy. They think we're crazy.
Right. I was listening to some of this
COVID-19.
Of what we were saying on Monday, 9/11. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, really the whole thing, and what I was talking about, this is a little bit of a striker last night, but I didn't even come to this conclusion. I mean, this is kind of a conclusion of everything we've been talking about for months. The online thing is basically now just there to keep right-wingers spinning their wheels. Like, libs aren't even that much engaged on Twitter. A lot of them have left. A lot of them don't like it. It's toxic, white supremacy. They're going to label it all these things. They're going to be mad. But frankly, them not being on Twitter as much has not diminished their political effectiveness at all. If anything, it might have increased it. And so keeping you glued to the fucking screen, keeping right-wingers, white American right-wingers glued to the screen, looking at a drama unfold, this impeachment thing is the perfect thing for that. Which is why we're just not going to cover it. I mean, we're going to cover it as a gay op to keep people engaged.
Yeah, I wasn't even listening to you talk about
it. With mainstream right. That's what we're going to cover.
I was looking
for
something else.
But frankly, that point is easy, and I've made it, and so there's really nothing else to talk about with this. Like, Hunter Biden penis inspection is just going to go mainstream.
Wait a minute. Wait. So this impeachment thing, I'm looking at the news articles on this. It says an impeachment investigation or inquiry. Which literally sounds like, well, we don't know what we're going to charge him with, but we're going to find something.
They're literally doing the thing of, like, the fact that we haven't found anything is why we have to open this investigation, because something's definitely being covered.
Wait, look, did they submit
articles? It's probably even fucking true. No,
did they
submit
articles of impeachment?
No, Kevin McCarthy is opening an investigation.
So they're monitoring the situation.
That could lead to impeaching. Biden has not been impeached. Kevin McCarthy opened an impeachment inquiry.
Okay. I mean, if that's news, like, talk about coping. No, I took that opportunity to, like, look for this other piece of prep that I had. It's like, oh, he's talking.
People were running victory laps. Like, people were already running victory laps on it.
Because this is impeachment, almost thanks to the Republicans. I don't know if it's the Republicans' fault or the media's fault for what happened with Clinton in the late 90s. Like, impeachment is just part of the partisan, like, sports ball kayfabe
of
politics now. And so this doesn't matter. It's another thing that doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if he gets impeached and replaced with Kamala Harris, like, who the fuck, what changes?
Nothing. And he's not going to be impeached.
If she gets impeached as well and Speaker McCarthy becomes president, what changes? Nothing. What changes is the coverage of events, how it's portrayed. Because right now, Republicans are the bad guys and Democrats are the good guys. Like they're good. They did a heel turn swap since the aughts, and that's just what it is. And nothing about it is going to change, other than like who gets praise and who gets criticism.
I want to make sure that I'm actually right that no articles of like impeachment were actually.
I don't recall seeing. I remember seeing something about investigation, but I was like, is that what you do after you put in articles? Is like now you investigate the crimes, but if they haven't gotten that far.
This phrase is impeachment.
Okay, McCarthy calls for formal impeachment inquiry.
Yes, that means nothing. Is that even in the Constitution? Is that in the fucking parliamentary like bullshit rules?
It might be, but like, it's not.
What my understanding is, you bring articles of impeachment and you vote on them, and then that's like charging somebody. And now like you're going to do a bunch of discovery and investigations.
You're going to have
a trial in the Senate, which is going to like.
So
it just comes down to party lines again.
And of course, like the media, there's some aspects of the media making it like it's deserved. There's some aspects of the media making it like it's a big fucking farce. But I'll say this. Here's the thing.
It's a big fucking farce.
It's a farce. Here's something good about it, which is that Jews cannot make America look like it's a serious place anymore. Like the way that they've worked the Finkel thing. And the partisanship and the way they've set.
So what you're saying is this is going to make people see that the system's not legitimate and we should just take the W?
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. It could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription, and then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm feeling it or something.
That's not really what I'm saying. I'm saying is, like, the fundamental, because the system isn't legitimate, and people have a sense that it's not legitimate, Jews have to keep giving you boogeymen.
You know what
they have to keep putting in front of you these,
even more
these,
important.
These play, these,
well,
these shows,
we're the main boogeyman.
Stories.
We're the main boogeyman. Okay,
we're ruining all
of this. What we get out of the Biden impeachment is we get to not support it and then be responsible for it not working.
But I don't care.
I am going to single-handedly save the Biden presidency from impeachment by Speaker McCarthy. Making fun of it.
We're not like. You know who's not getting impeached is like Tony Blinken and Alejandro Mayorkas and Avril Haines.
Not being impeached.
You can't impeach those eyebrows.
Yeah.
Well. No, the bit now is to make fun of his beard. Like that's the how like people in this scene like they're all obsessed with how other men look. Mm-hmm. It's like the obsession now is how is Tony's physical appearance is under the microscope. You know, the people that follow NJP and politics, they want to feel like more physically attracted to Tony, and they say he should shave his beard because it looks bad. And I'm just like, well, I don't need to feel physically attracted to Tony Hovater, so I don't feel like
I don't care what he looks like. Does he manicure it?
Like for me, that's just a constant magnetic attraction. But yeah,
but is it like carefully manicured? Does it look like Mangy Merciless? Because if he's going for that,
why don't you just go look at the website and see?
Go see what the commentariat has to say about it. And see if you agree with how attractive Tony Hovater is.
Well, Alex doesn't even look at the.
Well, I mean, he's a good looking man.
No, he's not. Anyway, who cares?
I don't find men attractive, so I can't really comment on that.
Yeah, I can't possibly judge that. Here's the actual point I'm trying to make. And it's not even necessarily, it's internally. It's like to the outside world, to the countries, the world leaders, the peoples of the world outside of America. Like, they can't take this. it's not a serious place. Like, because, and this is kind of the thing, like, because Jews are fundamentally an illegitimate ruler of this country.
Right.
They are illegitimate. They're an illegitimate oligarchy. And they're illegitimate because they hate and they are destroying the majority population of the country, and that's been their mission, while also using it to, as like a, and we talked about this, Stryker's latest article on the NJP website is an absolute must read, where he was talking about the worst U.S. diplomats and the shit that they do in the countries they're assigned to. And they're all like, not only Jews, but like faggot Jews. And they go around just like directly insulting the people of all of these countries by staging like drag shows in the front yards of the U.S. embassy, getting people like if the governments of these countries don't like it, they fucking stage coups and assassinations and fund like dissidents and get the try and institute like, you know, deep states in these countries that will just like throw out any publicly elected leader if they don't if they do something that they don't like. I mean, look,
deep state is a meaningless epithet now.
Well, again, but it,
I know
people
don't
know what you're saying when
deep
you
state
say
just
what
means
the
Democrats now.
Well, that's what like the stupid online conservative movement thinks. But that, I'm not just going to not use a term as its descriptive what it means because they've said something dumb.
I'm not
going
to let you use a term and not call out what dumb conservatives have done to a term.
Yeah, that's
like
true. That's fair enough. Fair enough. But the point is that like
globalist deep states.
Like, we're not even really doing like back and forth. I impeach you, now you impeach me, which is one possible way of looking at it. Because Donald Trump was not just had an inquiry; he was fucking impeached.
Yeah. Well, Donald
as
Trump
usual,
tried to engineer an overthrow of the country.
Right. And as usual, though,
I mean, I don't say that as a hair on fire like libtards. Like, that's actually what kind of happens.
Well, they also really wanted to get him out.
Yeah.
The people that did that weren't just playing. They weren't just play acting. They legitimately wanted this guy out. The Republicans are play acting, and it's obvious. But again, the thing is that you can't present America either to the American people or to the wider world as a serious country
with Republicans,
this constant shit going on.
The Republicans can't present themselves as a serious party. One of the reasons they're doing this is they don't have a platform. They don't stand for anything.
Right.
They're literally just running around.
Right.
This is a dog and pony show. They have nothing.
This is a dog and pony
show. They're basically, their entire message is like, they woke and we do nothing about
right.
I just pointed at Alex. I'm sorry.
The whole thing is like, this is a dog and pony show for you, the consumer of online right-wing content, to have a soap opera that you can watch. It's like a Netflix serial drama for you for the next couple of years, or for the next year, or for whatever. And it's the funny thing is, frankly, Jew media, the left-wing side of it, is openly just saying the same thing. I mean, you know, not quite in the same terms that we are, but, you know, because they want to make it like... their narrative is slightly different, but they are correct that this isn't serious. Like, not, they're not really taking it. It's not even really in the top headlines on my Google News feed right now. And it's
the impeachment, it's number two in my trending right now.
Yeah, of course. On Twitter. Honestly, they might as well just hold the hearings on Twitter.
If they do hashtag
Biden. Because that's the only place it's going to matter.
If they do hashtag Biden impeached, does he get impeached? How many right wingers think that?
I think if a lot of people,
if it trends high enough for long enough, he actually has to step down from office, right? I think that's how politics work in the rightoid's mind now. It's like Twitter is where the politics happens.
As long as we don't ruin it,
I'm ruining it.
The main thing is that we have to go along with it, and then it will work. But if we don't, then it won't.
Do you know what our?
I thought we were required to create Twitter accounts and go in there and support whatever's happening on Twitter.
Well,
we're
controlled opposition. Do you want to? Do you know what like the great based President Biden did the other day? You know what he did on 9/11? He literally gave Iran $6 billion. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did, and I looked into that.
Wow. I looked into it too, and I was like, I was so mad.
Well,
after I looked into it, but it's like that is like I have this tweet up here, DC Drano. What a great fucking great account, DC Drano. Biden sending Iran $6 billion on 9/11.
Exactly what happened?
Well, of course not. But that's we have to go over his. We have to do his hair on fire.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Biden sending Iran $6 billion on 9/11 is the most proof to date that Obama is running the show. That's his signature move. Which.
But here's my question to those people.
You're like a wrestler. You're like Obama the Great, and you're like, your finisher is like, you send a bunch of money to Iran.
For what reason?
Off the top rope. And it says, spit on America while elevating Islamic countries. He gave them pallets of cash and a pathway to nukes in his second term.
Why don't you fucking complain?
Now he's trying to finish the job.
You fucking moron. Why don't you complain that the U.S. is literally considering giving Saudi Arabia nukes so that they'll kiss your ass? Like, these fucking people, I will explain to you.
These people don't think.
I'll explain to you. If you're curious about why they did this, I will tell you why they did it.
Well, you know what it actually is.
I know what it actually is.
We're not giving them any money.
No.
This isn't even like money that we seized in 1978 or whatever, 1979, and we're letting them have it back. It's like they made money in the worldwide market selling oil. The funds are residing in banks that are afraid if they make the final transfer back to Iran that America will sanction the bank itself for doing business with Iran. And they're basically, it's America saying, like, you can let Iran have their oil money back that they've earned on the market.
They've actually legitimately,
as long as they only use that money for humanitarian stuff.
And there's so another thing.
We're basically saying, we'll let you have your own money, but only if you spend it this way. And then there's a prisoner exchange going on.
Right. And
really,
what happened is
that I don't really care about.
Well, that's actually important. So
I think it's more important. Like, well, so we're willing to pay for prisoner exchange now. That's cool. How you doing, Jews?
Well, that's right. And I'll tell you what the deal is. So I looked into who they were. Now, three of them were Iranian citizens.
Iranian Americans, right? They're businessmen. And one of them was convicted of espionage.
They were all spies. Okay.
Right.
So they were.
One of them was convicted. The other two were just being held.
Right. And so they were Iranian. Whether the Americans or not, I mean, yes, they are. They were doing business in Iran and they had Iranian names.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, these people were CIA assets.
Right.
Or something like that, right? Maybe Mossad, who knows? They were assets of Zog. They were doing intelligence work, spying on their own country for Israel and America. The Iranians caught them and put them in jail. Now, one of the issues that Zog has been having with Iran is that if they treat those type of people like they're disposable, if they turn people in Iran, if they turn somebody, they recruit somebody, right, to be a spy for them.
Right.
And then when the Iranians catch them, they just like,
oh, well.
Okay, I'm just going to let you get hung from a crane in the public square, which is what they do to traitors and spies in that country. And they just let that happen. And then the incentive to ever turn is low. Because if they're like, well, I could do work for Zog. But if they're not going to have my back, if they're going to let this just happen to me because they actually don't care and they see assets like that.
Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption, not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders. You can use crypto. You can use e-checks. You can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that. Until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
As disposable, well, they're just not going to be able to get them anymore. They're not going to be able, like, they, this is literally so that they can, and this is why the Iranians on some level, you know, I get why they did what they did. But the other thing is, two of them are not named, and I guarantee those are kikes. Okay? I guarantee the two that they don't name are Jewish. Guaranteed. And are probably not even Americans. They're probably Israelis. And that's why they're not going to name them. Because they're probably Jewish or they're Israelis. Or they're working for Mossad or something. They're not actually Americans in any way. And so that's what's going on. So America basically tells banks, like, don't transfer the money, Iran's own money, to them. Now you can do it.
It's not even that. It's not even that on the nose. The Jews that run America are so they're singularly in power over the entire world's financial system, and these banks are frozen. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what America's going to do if I let you have this money. I can't. Until I hear from them that I'm allowed to, I have to sit on it. I'm sorry. I don't want my bank to go to bed. These Jews, they own my bank. They own your bank. They own everything. They own the means of transferring these ones and zeros to yours. And if I do this, they might come after me for being your friend. It's not. It's like they need explicit confirmation that they're allowed to make the trade. And that's what happened. Yeah. It's insane. It's crazy.
Right.
Oh, my God. These memes are so bad.
Right. And so, you know, frankly,
this all goes back to Islam. Obama being like, Islam. Oh, he's a Muslim. He's a secret Muslim.
Right. That's and the, I'll say this.
No, he's a secret Jew.
Additionally, think about this for a second.
Yeah.
It's, in my opinion, not a fucking accident that this is why it makes me think all this shit is fucking planned. It's not an accident that he does that and then this is what happens. Because then they can make an issue of that. Because remember, just like Ban the ADL was turned once the conservative Jews were necessary to get anything done. For some reason, nothing can be done without these fucking magical conservative Jews getting on board. We can't even try and think of even doing anything ourselves. But in order for them to get on board, what do? They take the thing and they pervert it. Because now it's not about Jews and their power to censor. Now it's about these leftist Jews are undermining the mission of us conservative Jews. They're making it harder for us to operate. So now you're the fucking poster boy for that shit. Just like that, they do the same thing with this. Okay, we've impeached Biden. We don't like that he's giving those Iranians money. So once again, it's for a fucking Jew thing. Now, not everybody's going to be making it about that. Some are going to be making it about the necessity for more penis inspections. But, like, you know, it's like we need more penis inspections. But, like, there are on Twitter right now, on literally a fucking controlled opposition PSYOP website. That's what Twitter is. And if you don't think so, I'm sorry. That's what it is. It is controlled opposition, de-radicalization, PSYOP, the entire website.
I'm just going to use it to watch football.
The entire website is that. So you understand. That is why it exists. That is what it's for. That's why nothing that goes on that website is actually important. It is only important within the self-referential world of Twitter itself. And if that's, again, what translated to real-world power, the ADL would be the weakest organization on the planet. Because everybody on Twitter hates them. Which, right away, shows you how much Twitter really fucking matters. It doesn't. And the fact that, basically, this whole impeachment is so fucking cat turd.
Alex, are you being arrested?
So fucking cat turd has a script to read for you for the next year. He has some stupid shit.
Well, yeah,
fucking tweet about it.
It's a 2024 like campaign soundbite. You can just it's a mic drop.
It's all
for a debate.
It's all of it. It's all of it. And they're gonna bring
$6 billion to Iran so they can develop more nukes, Joe.
Yeah, all of it.
Drop the mic.
All of it. Yeah, it's all the same shit.
I'm sitting here like based. Based Joe Biden again.
So,
comes through. Corn Pop, he's a bad dude.
Right.
The Ayatollah, he's a bad dude. I'm going to give him his money back. I'm scared.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, that's what that's about. So, but the reason Zog, the funny thing is, that's real, that's Jew real politic there. What they're doing is they're like, you know, we want to do more gay ops in Iran. And to do that, we're going to need to recruit Iranians. We're going to need to recruit people to go and do that. But if we just leave them high and dry, because there was a scandal a few years ago about this exact thing, that they had recruited a bunch of people in Iran and they had some scheme whereby they had like set up, they had set up phony websites, phony like dedicated to whatever niche interest, sports or something else. And the Iranian asset in Iran would go to the site. And it would be something innocuous, so it wouldn't be something the Iranian authorities would ban, right? They'd go to it, they'd log in, and then they would leave, like, coded messages to each other. But it was fairly obvious if you actually went to those sites that they were fucking fronts. They weren't real. They didn't have traffic. It was just fake, right? But this was a method they had devised. And the Iranians did a dragnet, and they got, like a lot of people. Like, I'm not exactly sure, but definitely dozens of people. And those people were left high and dry by America. And they did nothing for them. And so this is going to make it very difficult for you to try and recruit assets in that country.
You want to leave them high and dry. Pyromania is much better.
Right. Well, you know what I'm saying. And basically,
hysteria is, of course,
basically, the CIA was like, yeah, sucks. Oh, you got caught. Well, that sucks. Wow. Shouldn't have done that. Why'd you do that? Well, maybe because you gave us a completely dumb, retarded, and insecure way of communicating with you that was very easy.
Put some sanctions on
that. That was very easy for the Iranians to detect.
Because
I actually remember Stryker and I covered this when it happened, this website scheme that they did and how it was actually kind of really poorly executed. You think these people know what they're doing? Sometimes they do really stupid shit. But it was very easy to detect and it was very easy to out these people. It's like, why are you leaving comments on a site with literally no traffic at all? Like, worded in weird ways. Like, what's going on here? It's obvious there's something fucking stupid and shady going on. So, they figured it out.
We go for the opposite strategy. Have a lot of traffic, but don't allow comments.
Yeah. Why did you just use Twitter? Maybe that's probably it. But maybe Iran is smart and they just ban it. They probably should. But in any case, that was what it was. And so,
oh, good. Hashtag aliens is also trending.
But not illegal aliens.
So is vaping. No, I assume this is about UFOs. The CIA.
Right.
Anyway. Oh, my God. That was disgusting. I'm sorry, audience. That just came out of nowhere.
So that's why they had so to Biden do impeachment, that, in my opinion.
Biden impeachment is trending.
Oh. Huh. That's surprising, because so that, doesn't it all seem like that's the whole point of it.
That's an interesting thing. That's why they did, because I was just thinking that, like, Zog is just getting taking too much resistance on too many fronts right now, and if they want to get these prisoners back.
Well, in a way, that is it.
But basically, you're saying, like, why they want the prisoners, because it's true. Yeah. Like, why would they even want these guys back? It's like, oh, well.
Right, well, they want
makes them. More sense to treat them as expendable. And just be like, oh, well, too bad. Because this is the first time I've ever heard of it. You know, this isn't big. It's not big news that, like, you have American prisoners over in Iran. Like, they kind of don't acknowledge that, because, you know, that didn't work out too well in, like, 1979.
Right.
That was a bit of a kerfuffle there, and a little regime change here as a result of that scandal. A lot of ifs, what have you.
The thing is, you're not going to be able to get, like, why would an Iranian sign up with the CIA if all they see is other people that did that getting hung by from a crane? Like, no. Even if you fucking hate the Iranian government, you're like, look, you know, I'll just keep my head down. Like, fuck you. Like, I'm not doing that dumb shit.
What the fuck is this? I forget who Benny Johnson is. He's someone who sucks,
he's a
right?
fucking. He's one of these retards that does stuff.
Yeah, he's one of those, like, shitty, what? Like, basic bitch conservative.
I don't
types.
Know. He says Biden impeachment drops, and then the deep state right on command, and he posts his video.
Pollution terrestre, y que después de desaparecer, no hay una
well, I don't know.
Evolución posterior.
I don't know. I guess this is illegal aliens. These are, like, Mexican people
what
talking.
What are we looking
at? I don't know. I thought there was going to be some commentary in fucking English, Benny Johnson. I have no idea what I'm looking at. These are
camera zooming in
on some kind of. Are these aliens? Is that
is
what's
that
going
like
on?
An effigy of Hunter Biden's penis?
No, I think we. Oh, they're aliens.
Oh.
Are they aliens? So these are
not just an alien. That's like the alien from ET.
Yeah.
La Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México.
Good thing it's in. It's a good thing it's in Espanol. So the aliens are being used to cover up.
Is that what he's suggesting?
I guess so, because the thing is in fucking Spanish, so I have no idea if that's aliens. No offense to Benny. How does this have anything to do with the United States?
It looks just like stupid primitive.
It's a primitive root alien.
Yeah, that's very good.
Well, here's what's funny is that, like.
All right, I thought there was going to be more to that.
Here's what's funny. We've talked about, I think Benny Johnson is, like, trying to copy us. We've talked about how, like, dumb conspiracies are used to cover for, to distract people from real issues. And I think now we might be hitting, like, inception levels of that same thing, where there now you have Benny Johnson who's like, I hate when they promote, like, dumb conspiracies to cover for our real issues. Like, we're trying to impeach Biden. And
is that Blinken? Which guy is that?
That's Mayorkas.
Oh, it's Mayorkas. Okay.
Yeah.
Impeach this lying POS.
I mean, sure, but that's never going to happen. And if you impeach Biden, he's still going to be sitting there, like, refusing to deport anybody. He's going to still be sitting there overseeing just, like, a total fucking invasion from south of the border. Like, he's.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position listening to me right now. Well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Just going to do it. That's what he wants to do. He's so, like,
there's another really bad
Guatemalans, Mexicans. We got them.
We got them.
We love them.
The Russia can see all the different
they
Central Americans we have here.
Kind of Indians we have rushing like, across crazy. The border. They would literally say, these guys are fucking insane. What's wrong with them?
So
let's take advantage of it.
There was a DC Drano. There was more DC Drano I was looking at.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Let me see if I can find this. Roll F P. Patriot. Patriot, not Patriot, Patriot. Oh, of course, that's in his description, and it's the only one that registers because it's all dynamic HTML down here, right? So it doesn't, you can't search for it.
Yeah, it's like, well, you can once it's rendered. You should be able to do Control F on it. But you can't because it loads as you scroll, so you know you can't. Yeah.
So where's the thing he said about it? 9/11! He had another 9/11. It was about the impeachment. He was basically saying how terrible it was, the Patriot Act. Wonderful thing that came out of 9/11.
It was used to illegally spy on a presidential candidate.
It's like, I mean, point of order. Do you know what the Patriot Act has actually been used for over the years, you dumb motherfucker?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find it again. Oh, well. I hate Twitter. What are you doing over there? You in a group chat? Or?
No, I was trying to once again find same video.
Twitter's not
going to
let me have my account back so that I can retweet Ban the ADL.
Yeah, I just wanted to join in.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, I just want to join in. I want to be a participator. I want to help out. I want to do my part.
Yeah.
They won't let me.
You know what's even more fun than like tweeting against the ADL? It's probably more fun to just be on the ADL's side. If you like join up with them, like they're wrong about everything and they're liars, but they have so much power, they seem to always get their way. So if you really want to have fun, you can get your way all the time. Just join with the Jews. That's even more fun than tweeting a hashtag. Why play the underdog? Where's the fun there? You can't even get the account banned on the Twitters.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I emailed a forward journalist about this Ban the ADL stuff?
Oh,
and I told her that as a fellow Jew, thought it was bad optics to be supporting the ADL. And she actually replied to me and said that she was just presenting a story and was not taking a side.
Oh,
this is funny.
Never. Oh, here it is. After 9/11, Congress passed the Patriot Act. Patriot is always in caps. Does it stand for something? Is it one of those? Is it like an acronym now? Like Patriots in
it
control?
Does stand for something, but I can't remember what it was. It's something really stupid to make.
Passed the Patriot
fit.
Act, which expanded the usage of secret FISA courts beyond terrorist groups. It was really good.
Yeah, that was a necessity.
These expanded surveillance powers would be used by our FBI, DOGE, and CIA to illegally spy on the sitting president of the United States less than 20 years later. Who did it illegally spy on like the intervening 20 years? Like I feel like they're just like skipping. I feel like you're skipping over
There's
something.
A lot of other people that were.
I mean, who else gets
it's
like?
Not what that was the first time they used it for something like that. I mean, come
he
on
says
now.
We defeated our enemies overseas.
Wait,
citation
no,
needed.
Really?
Aren't you one of those people complaining
about
Afghanistan?
I'm just kind of curious when that happened.
Only to watch our own corrupt government become the biggest enemy of the American people today, obliterate the deep state.
But
sir, do you need help?
Yeah, is. Sir, like sir, this is X.
Like the Patriot Act is, sir, this is X. I love the Patriot Act. Just don't you dare use it on Donald Trump. Like last I checked, like the Patriot Act was used so that like, if you do like a petty like violent crime, like you can now be charged with like a terroristic threat. Like this is an enhancement.
Maybe
they
you don't
know
anything.
On. Yeah, they just well, I mean, just as a, I've seen it enough times on like the Patriot Act is so abused. That I've seen it come up on like the People's Court on like Judge Judy.
Yeah,
people will mention that their terrorist threat charges that were added on top of whatever other bullshit they're doing.
Well,
what it was for.
The question here is like they can essentially use this to spy on people without any oversight because it's like they could cite national security concerns, say we need the power to basically violate this American citizen's Fourth Amendment right. And we don't want to inform them. We don't need a warrant. We're getting a secret warrant from a secret court where we present the evidence in secret. And we don't, you know, there's nothing about this that's public or respecting the constitutional rights of Americans. So for all I know, and I'm sure it's happened, there has been a FISA court secret warrant against me. And they have done all kinds of shit looking into me. And trying to figure stuff out, spy on me. I mean, I know that they've done that. I know that they've done it. So I don't do anything they can actually proceed on because I'm not a fucking moron and I don't do illegal stuff.
The FBI agent that bothered me, he assured me that the podcast was totally my, you know.
Yeah, I didn't need.
It was completely my First Amendment right and I had
every
right
to do it.
I don't
need you to tell me that, buddy. Like, you know, like, I mean, I was like,
well, then why are you here then? It seems like, it feels like it's not. It seems like it's easy to
but
say.
But also, like, I don't need you to tell me that. Like, I knew that, right? You even calling me at all makes me suspect whether or not you actually think that. Are you trying to? Are you convincing me or yourself, buddy?
That kind of shit might work on Angelo John Lucas Gage, but it's not going to work on me.
But
he might fall hook, line, and sinker and talk to you for an hour and think that you're an actual person. That's not going
to
work on
what me. What I would have to do in that situation is, like, legitimately just resist the overwhelming urge to be a real fucking wise ass and troll this shit.
Yeah,
out
I
of
bit
the
my
FBI.
Tongue. I bit my
like
tongue.
I would being like super fucking abusive and sarcastic to them would be like I would really have to exercise deep amounts of self control.
I mean, I didn't want
to
be like
to do it.
It's like,
dude, you want
to
have
the temptation to be like, well, if you actually think that, like, I think it's interesting that you lead with that. Tells me that that's the exact opposite of what you think.
Is this in question? Was it like again? I know my rights. I'm not a moron. But here's the funny thing. You want to know how I'm going to explain to you just how deep the self-control...
How deep this state goes.
How deep this issue of, like, me doing, like, internal little scenarios in my head about what if the FBI comes to my house? Like, what would I do? Like, what's the script playing out in my head? Where I was doing this. I found myself doing this the other day when I was outside... With the hose filling up the pond with like the little, you know, the hose clamper squeezer with the different settings. I've got it on jet and I'm like,
you just like squirt the FBI.
And I'm like imagining like squirting the FBI with the hose. And I'm like, dude, I would probably get fucking killed
it's
if
probably,
I did some
it's
shit like that.
Probably assault. Yeah.
They would probably say like, we don't know that that's not like acid or something.
Yeah,
so
it's
then
acid.
So then I was like playing in my mind how I would be like, look, see this hose here. It's water. I'm drinking it right now. See, it's water. It's safe. You
just might be doing acid.
No. But I would. This is what I would. This is. Look again. I'm not going to ever do any of this.
No.
But this was the scenario I played out in my head. Is that I get the FBI agent like while I'm recording all of it on my phone, of course, to like publicly. Yes, that's merely water. There's nothing harmful about it. And I just like squirt him right in the face. But I knew I would never do that. I'm not dumb. But it just like the scenario playing in my head was like a lot of fun. And I was sitting there chuckling to myself. And Jamie's like, "Are you a crazy person?" I was like, "Yes. I am. I'm actually a lunatic that talks to myself and plays scenarios out in my head constantly because, you know, my brain is constantly, you know, thinking of things." Mm-hmm. So I was like chuckling to myself thinking about that. And of course, I would never do that. I'm not stupid. If an FBI agent actually came to my house, I would be like, "Sir, I'm not going to talk to you. Please leave my property. That's it.
That's really
bye.
All I can say.
If you want to talk to me, talk to my fucking, you know, you have to call my attorney. That's it. I'm not dumb enough to talk to you.
I will
you.
Never
Sorry.
Forget that conversation I had with that agent. It wasn't much of a conversation, but just like, I'm just like, did they send you to investigation school to like learn how to?
Well, they're not trying. They're not. No, they're just fucking trying. Frankly, they were just trying to intimidate you.
I wasn't intimidated.
I know.
I'm like, are you
but
retarded?
But that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be the anniversary of Charlottesville's coming. Do you know anything about? Do you know anything about any like planned violence? Just gonna. I'm like, well. With that, I was just like, everything in my fiber, every fiber of being was like, don't ask, has that ever worked before? Because that's what I was like, is that a tried and true technique?
Are you
doing any crimes right now or planning on doing any this Saturday?
The other temptation,
tell me now.
Yeah.
Are you doing any crimes? I'm just like.
Well, what that is, let's be honest, that he doesn't think you're going to... He's trying to intimidate you. And I understand you weren't intimidated, and that's one of the things that has them frustrated. But a lot of people would be.
You niggas are retarded.
Yeah. You want to know what I would have to do in that situation?
Well, middle-aged fuck calling.
Oh, I know. I'd be like, I don't know. What are you planning anything?
That's exactly what
that's
I would have
other,
to
that's
bite
the other
my
response.
Tongue and say and be like, why don't you tell me?
But I was so thunderstruck by...
Or you'd be like, yeah, I think anarchists are planning on disrupting it. Why don't you fucking go investigate them, faggot? But that's, again, I would be like the zip lines come from the ceiling and I'm just...
I think asking them if they're planning something is a lot funnier.
No, it is. Yeah. It is funnier, but it's like...
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the free fag edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Again...
It wouldn't be helpful.
Here's the problem. Like... This is my thing. I deeply encourage others, like, never do this.
No.
Do not troll them. It is fucking funny.
No, what you do is you film them.
Just
they hate
literally
that.
Turn your camera on. When they tell you, don't film me, be like, is this illegal? Is it illegal for me to film you?
Yeah, they don't like that.
And if they say yes, be like, can you, what, where, what law approve this? Because okay. I don't believe you.
Am I under arrest then?
Yeah.
No.
Right. Exactly. Just, yeah. I'm telling you, man, even just, dude, put a fucking Ring cam outside your door. I've heard of stories.
Just don't say nigger to the Amazon delivery guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you will just literally get
racist,
like,
Ring cam.
Yeah, you will get killed for that. But, yeah, literally. They will, they do not, because that way it's not even like I took my phone out. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, like this is all, I'm getting this all video on my phone, all everything you're doing here, and it's just constantly recording. So, yes, video surveillance of your home. Sorry to say, but that's where we are. Everybody should have it. No, I'm not getting any proceeds.
I'm going to do hashtag ban the aliens. How about that? You can get that going.
Well, well, okay, I mean. Yeah, ban aliens.
Ban the
like,
aliens.
Like, in real life, the actual ones. Dude. What? Okay. That's quite enough of that. Like,
it's like India.
Bro. Like,
I kind of want to know, like, what the shot is. You're like, what are they doing? So these Mexicans. Also, look into the alien bodies that the Mexican government has unveiled to the public. And the test that has been carried out on them. So, how, like, the Mexican, like, are you sure these aren't just Mexican, like, fucking imps?
Are we sure that they're not just, like, ancient artworks? Are these supposed to be, like, actual? That looks like, a claymation figure.
Why is the test, why is the text system failure overlaid? Oh.
Is that the name of the
what is all this
fucking
shit?
Twitter account? Is that, like, whatever, like, stupid what, conspiracy? What the
That's an alien.
That's a bad model.
It literally looks like a claymation model.
It's very tiny. These are the aliens from like Batteries Not Included or something? It's a machine elf.
Yeah.
We're here to fix Aaron Rodgers' ankle.
I want to watch that video.
You got to take an ayahuasca to communicate with that.
Yeah. The reason it's that's why it's inert like that is because you haven't taken up DMT yet. Like that's when it starts talking.
What is this video about? I just put it down.
Se llama Clara, el cerdo, ¿verdad?
Her name is Clara.
No, it's not.
Se lo bautizaron.
Well, he was...
Dude, that's not real.
Look at his toes. Three fingers in the hands, three standing fingers. Standing fingers? You mean on his feet? A toes? Is that how you say toes?
Maybe that's standing fingers.
Maybe that's how they translate to Spanish.
Hand skulls?
What?
Manos y cuerpo completo de las momias de Nazca.
These are mummies of Nazca.
Se trata de tres seres diferentes, con diferentes
dimensiones.
Hay un corredor público para dar fe de hechos. Y vamos a entrar hasta el cuarto de los rayos X.
Acompáñanos para ver.
En el vientre.
Oh, dude, this is not serious.
¿Estos tres?
So we have X-rays. We're looking at X-rays. You got alien bones. Are those bones, or are those like they're making out of like black pipe? The plaque can already be.
I mean,
oh, these are the zingers. What is it? There's like some kind of metal. He's wearing a ring. Wait, that say the ring? What did that say? You can see a ring. Alright, I misread something in there. I thought it was something funny. Yeah, wear the ring on the phalanx. Back to the phalanx thing.
Back to the phalanx?
You mean the phalanges?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Yeah, this is just dumb. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even... I think this is actually just
What are the comments on this?
Oh.
Yeah, I gotta say, I have morbid curiosity.
So it says the Mexican...
Like
the
first thing about like, what are people saying?
The Mexican government just released photos, DNA, and all other details of aliens. In a mine, aliens were found mummified. After all scientific research and analysis, they concluded the mummies are non-human and at least 1,000 years old. Comments are... I mean... Mexico did a whole hearing about it, an alien unboxing.
Yeah, apparently they presented this to like the Mexican parliament. It's like, all right.
Well, it's worked. It's derailed the show.
I mean,
right.
It's
all terminated.
Here's a comment. It's like, what? It's just that's all without.
Wait, can we get that guy like the Mexican confused guy like laughing, the toothless guy?
Oh,
like,
I prefer the confused beaner and being like,
yeah,
huh? And then we have All right.
What the fuck? Dude, it's so dumb. This website is so stupid.
I mean, it's just a reaction GIF.
Yeah. But this is about, like, this is what happens on this.
This is what happens, Larry. So you want to look at this UNS thing that I had? I just wanted to...
Okay, yeah, sorry to derail.
Oh, that's okay. That was good. It's not derail. We just did, like, an hour of content.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Our job is half done for today, thank God.
Not really, because it's like our hours are actually an hour and 20 minutes. We work harder than everybody else.
All right, yeah.
It's like that scene in the, what's that bowling movie, Kingpin? Like how he's got, like, a really high bowling average, and eventually it's revealed it's because he bowls 15 frames. Because everything the Goyim do, they like do plus like 50% or something like that. And he's like months in thought. I thought you were a 280 bowler. He's like, well, in 15 frames, you guys in your 10 frames can hardly get anything done here. It's a good movie, too. I think everybody... Is everybody white in that movie? So here we go. The decline of the 9/11 truth movement. This is an American Pravda by Ron Unz. I just like the intro. We're now at the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that ushered in our current century and unleashed a series of wars, killing or displacing many millions. The highest profile terrorist attacks in human history had tremendous importance both for the world and for our own country. But a couple decades later, their memory has now dimmed, especially after the worldwide COVID epidemic and Russia's Ukraine war, two much more recent events of even greater global magnitude. So it's kind of ironic that he's writing this. He's writing
the Russia-Ukraine thing. Yes, okay, I will say.
But he's writing an article. That's what's so ironic. He's writing an article about how the 9/11 truth movement was destroyed by like the zone being flooded by retarded stuff. And it's like, well, what do you think COVID in its entirety is? Because I think Mr. Unz has his own stupid theory about COVID, and he's an enjoyer. He's
Yeah, it's a very novelty take, yeah, and he
but
did
But either way,
want
it's just
to...
dumb. It's still dumb. It's still retarded. And it's like literally, this is bad information. And you're acknowledging that the COVID epidemic has sort of overshadowed 9/11 and all the Zog Wars that came from it, and it's still kind of this distant memory. Well, and you just have Norm MacDonald jokes and the Hulk Hogan memes crashing the towers, and that's basically all.
But that's just been around for fucking.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, you're acknowledging that, like, your article is about flooding the zone with stupid shit, and then you mentioned two more recent examples of the zone being flooded by stupid shit.
Yeah. But also,
like, what is the zone flooded with? Like, the Russian was like, oh, like Russia is actually like Mongolians and Arabs. And they're going to destroy white countries in Europe. Like, that's what the war is. Like, okay.
Well, additionally, it's also like, but a lot of 9/11 truth movement was itself zone flooding.
Yes, that's the point. That's what I'm saying. Yes. So ironic. Like, he's like, on that. He's like, yes, okay, we have this, like, definitive proof here. But then, like, these other two things, it's the same thing, Mr. Runs.
Yeah.
These days, the 9/11 attacks are only occasionally mentioned. And even those individuals intensely focused upon conspiratorial matters have mostly shifted their attention elsewhere. Kevin Barrett was actively involved in the 9/11 truth movement from its inception. And last week he published one of his rare recent pieces on the topic. His short article noted the approaching anniversary and usefully summarized much of the information accumulated in the two decades of research. But his overall verdict was hardly an optimistic one. He's basically saying that, like, we're never going to know the actual truth. And it's because of the hologram people. He says, it gives me no pleasure to write these words. I personally came to the movement in late in 2009. Met many excellent people and worked with many editors at the time when overt censorship was still minimal. The best of the truthers shared one thing in common. They were right. The U.S. government explanation of the attacks was singularly flawed in whole and all its major parts. But they, and I include myself here, were never able to convey the message to the politically significant way to enough of the American people to matter. Which is interesting because...
It's true.
But... From my perspective, maybe I'm flawed. Like, it seems like everybody, it's an accepted public meme that, like, 9/11 is a lie and something happened.
Everyone thinks that. That's kind of
which
the
is
funny
amazing
thing.
How it's politically entirely the skepticism is politically useless by and large. It's amazing how that happened.
Yes, I mean, it actually one thing to do would be to look at that movement, and understand, like.
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month. unless you're using like e-checks, then there's some extra fees because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Like in terms of, this is actually a great lesson. In terms of raising awareness, getting it out there to the public.
Everyone's aware.
That, like, mm-hmm. again, about half the country will do LIHOP. Given, like, polling on this has shown, like, half people like literally would say, yeah, the government, at the very least, the government knew and let it happen.
Right.
Okay, so you got, like, millions of people, hundreds of millions of people that have, like, a pretty high degree of skepticism over the whole thing. Yet,
here it is. Nothing political. Life Science for 2016, half of Americans believe in 9/11 conspiracy theories.
So.
Which half?
So that kind of actually, I think, should be a lesson to people in the fact that just sort of like the raising awareness thing ultimately becomes, I mean, you, obviously at some point you have to do it because people have to even know what the hell you're talking about.
It's over half, 54.3% agree
right.
or strong.
So there you go. That's enough.
Sealing something.
That is actually enough people to try and do something with politically. The problem is, as he said, one, they didn't, no coherent narrative was actually built. So it's vague.
That's what floating the zone is for, to create that outcome.
Exactly. Also, just the, it also shows you the impotence of just the idea itself. Because here's an idea everybody has floating around in their head. Nothing political can possibly come with it. And they would tell you the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is telling you that nothing has happened.
Right. Because what did you actually ever want to happen?
He says the net effect
is
that...
He can't actually tell you.
He said the net effect is that despite innumerable articles, speeches, seminars, videos, protests, and the like by tens of thousands of activists, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 came and went without barely a whimper. It was preceded by the collapse of the 9/11 yep. lawyers' effort in New York City, on which so many had staked their hopes, and the dismissal of Richard Gage, founder of the seminal Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, from his own organization by his own board. And they did that because he said something about COVID. I don't know what he said about COVID. But there was a COVID conspiracy problem that got him kicked off of his 9/11 conspiracy board.
But they were, that organization was already useless by the time that
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, I don't know what they thought they were going to do in the 20th anniversary, but it's like, yeah.
I wonder if they kicked him off because he was either like too conspiratorial or not conspiratorial.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, I don't know which direction it was.
Is he like a Pfizer stockholder like I am? And then they kicked him out for that? But
yeah.
It just reminds me of, I remember like...
they might have actually been like, we just want to have fun with this. We don't want to worry about that.
Yeah,
right. Now. They might have just been even doing that.
Like, 9/11, official story enjoyers. I remember like the things that they would say, the copes they would say to someone who's a truther. I was like, all right, fine. If it's a big fucking conspiracy, how come there's nobody out? You know, conspiracy that big, you wouldn't be able to keep it. Somebody would be out there talking. It's like, you can go watch videos of people talking about it. You can go talk. You can go see.
Yeah.
You can go see like janitors and people in New York City who say they heard like the demolition bombs going off. You can hear.
There
like,
were also people like, in the government and in various like agencies that came out and said, yeah, some shit was weird. Like a lot of people. Like
there was some serious shit with the air traffic controllers and the not CENTCOM, NORCOM, is that what it is? I can't remember. There's communications that are somewhat public between like air traffic control and whatever that big Air Force fucking command center is in like the Rocky Mountains that we have.
Or Cheyenne Mountain.
Is it called NORCOM? NorCal? No, that's Northern California. I don't know. The Norks, North Korea? Was it North Korea? We were communicating with North Korea.
Yeah.
And, like, there was some serious, like, communication gaps that can only be explained by, like, they being ordered to, like, not send that communication through.
Yeah.
To let it happen. And this stuff is all, it's all out there. You can just see it. But it's like, life moved on. We had a couple wars. We reelected the guy who supposedly let it happen. And his evil vice president with his robotic heart.
I mean, how many people, I seriously wonder, that are like truthers just like also just voted for George W. Bush in 2004? I honestly wonder.
I don't know.
But like I said, there was a lot of like Democrat truthers back in the day. But they also was sort of like the whole thing. Remember Bush. Like the death of the anti-war movement once Obama became president. Like, because a lot of that was partisanship. So it shows you, you know, I mean, at least this guy is kind of correct about, I mean, he's like, yeah, look, we couldn't do anything. And it's sort of like, in a way, it's almost like, you know, what would you
exactly
do?
What happened with COVID, right? Because everybody was saying that COVID was going to give you this massive opportunity to, like, red pill the public on the nature of the government and the way that they screw you over.
It took people that had some political coherence and turned them all against each other over the issue. I mean, perfect.
Right. So, 9/11 one of the problems with the 9/11 truth narrative is, one, there was no unified narrative. There was no coherence to it. And they didn't point the finger at a specific culprit. You need to have, frankly, to make something politically effective like that, got to have a fucking target. Who did it? What are the concrete steps you want to take to punish that group, remove them from their ability to do this again, or hold them accountable or whatever? They never were able to articulate that. And frankly, a lot of them were fucking gatekeepers to keep you from talking about urban moving systems and the dancing Israelis and the Jew connection. There's a huge amount of Jew gatekeepers that came in that community specifically to make sure it stayed vague.
So he says, the situation, last September, we published a long 9/11 article by Laurent Guillenot.
Yes. He's the guy that wrote From Yahweh to Zion.
Am I pronouncing that anywhere near correctly?
That's probably good enough. He is actually an anti-Semite. This is kind of interesting. I'm kind of wondering where this goes.
So he says he's produced a series of useful and important works on the topic over the last decade. However, his latest piece drew upon very thin evidence to argue that the simultaneous attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon had actually been organized by entirely different groups of conspirators for entirely different reasons.
He's talking about Jews.
No, I think the point being that he's saying that the two attacks that happened at the same time were orchestrated by different groups of terrorists. You see, did you need me to read that back to you again?
Yeah, please, okay. Because I'm confused.
His latest piece drew upon very thin evidence to argue that the simultaneous acts on the World Trade Center and Pentagon had been organized by entirely different groups of conspirators for entirely different reasons.
That's fucking stupid.
I was even more dismayed to see him suggest no actual planes had been hijacked, nor had the World Trade Center, nor had hit the World Trade Center, claims I regarded with extreme skepticism. Unfortunately, his no planes hypothesis dominated much of the resulting discussion in the comments, which easily exceeded 500,000 words. There you go. You spill 500,000 words in the comment section about the no planes theory. It's like the job is done.
And so this is
funny. He says,
I remember, one second.
Okay.
When I read his book, From Yahweh to Zion, which is an interesting book, there's some interesting stuff in it, but it's sort of like an updated version of Douglas Reed's The Controversy of Zion, where there's some good information combined with some kooky stuff. And I remember I got to the 9/11 part, and I remember it. I have the book.
I remember
home,
you saying that about him. That he had some weird no plane shit.
It was just fucking stupid. Yeah. Like, and I was like, dude, why are you spoiling some of the other actual good stuff that you're talking about?
So
the other thing is, he's very focused on like esotericism and religious stuff, as if like, you know, the Jewish motivation is coming from some demon god. Which again, we talk about that, and there's some truth to that in that like the. Probably the roots of the Jew ethnocentrism comes from their ancient past and things like that. We could go into some of that. But again, right now, I don't really think Jews actually believe in their stupid God. Their God is their own fucking race. Right?
Yep.
And frankly, that gives them a lot of flexibility in how they operate, is understanding that their dumb religion is fake.
So he responds to that, Un's response to that basically by posting a YouTube video. I guess it's somebody else's own like home video of the plane hitting the building, so it's not one of the news or the one of the ones that we've seen. So it matches up, basically saying, yeah, there were planes. They hit the buildings. Like, this line of reasoning is just stupid.
Well, it's helping Jews. I mean, yeah. This is the problem, Laurent.
Yeah.
You are helping kikes when you say that, and it makes me wonder what you're fucking about. And the idea that there's two separate groups that on the same day for different reasons. No, I'm sorry. That's right. Not plausible.
Then he talks about, he's not Gione, but some, Gionno. I'm sorry. Gionno. Gionno is Baked Alaska. Gionno is.
It's like Guy, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Guy, yeah, no.
So then he goes on to talk about somebody else's nuclear fission bomb theory.
It's oh, my like fucking retarded. God. And, just for the love of Christ. He's probably complaining about a lot of the same shit that we talk about, actually. Yeah. You know?
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
Well, he gets into where he talks about how they converge on these movements to basically put dumb stuff out there, and it's done on purpose.
So he's not wrong.
No. I just found that, like, there was no desire to reflect on your own COVID stuff or Russia stuff. Like, well, not applying that, like, just these are just new things that just came up organically, and he's like lamenting that one talks about 9/11 anymore. It's like, well, it's kind of the same people, it's kind of the same strategy.
I think in some way he's actually making a good point here, which is that.
Yes, he's definitely been good about the 9/11.
Which truth is, but even like, yeah, but I mean, the lines about COVID and he's also not wrong that like the Russia-Ukraine war is a hugely momentous and important event.
Sure,
yeah, he's not wrong about that. And in some sense, COVID was too. Depending on the kind of argument you want to make, I don't even feel like fighting about that. But my point is, like, I don't. He's actually correct that like the. To what I don't really, I never had much hope in the 9/11 truther movement, and it's kind of a shame and sort of pathetic to see this veteran truther just like, yeah, like this shit is, it just became fucking dumb. And like you said, the problem was that movement had no ability to frankly keep the kooks at bay. And you can get a lot of people believing a lot of different weird stuff, spooky stuff, but. The whole point of the way that works is, and look, you only really have to look at the same thing that they did with JFK, because the same thing happens there.
He says the same thing here. He says it. I found the paragraph I wanted.
Yeah.
This unfortunate situation is hardly surprising. Movements such as 9/11 Truth sharply oppose powerful official narratives, so they naturally tend to attract persons with strongly contrarian and conspiratorial tendencies. Individuals who are willing and eager to challenge all orthodoxies, except for one, right? Including those of their own allies. Such activists may enthusiastically embrace wild ideas that capture their imagination, failing to comprehend that for responsible researchers, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. Furthermore, establishment forces may easily take advantage of such psychological weaknesses.
No.
As you discussed last year with Michael Collins Piper, a leading conspiracy researcher, strongly suspected that many of the implausible conspiratorial theories he considered so damaging to his cause, I guess that's about JFK, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have been seeded and promoted by pro-establishment operatives engaging in Cass Sunstein-type deceptions, protecting official lies by manipulating excitable activists into discrediting their entire community.
Cass Sunstein is a powerful Jew who has been operating as sort of like a thinker, like a kind of a thinker behind the scenes. We've talked about him many times before. A thinker behind the scenes of Zog, kind of giving suggestions, and particularly giving kinds of suggestions to conservatives. And he actually suggests this line. I mean, we've done this on Striking Mike, where we read some stuff that this guy wrote, where he doesn't make it so obvious to say, literally, we should plant like disinfo agents inside these. But he effectively is saying that. We should plant disinfo agents inside of these things and drive these people crazy with paranoia. Yeah, and the
it's
fact that they
hard.
Have
fertile, it's not hard to do.
Like, they have fertile ground on which to plant these seeds, and so there you go. And inevitably, then, also, people who are in these things and are like yelling, hey, listen, can we stop being retarded? Can we try and get our shit together? They become resented by many people who are like, I'm just trying to have fun here.
Yeah, the 9/11 truth is
talking about holograms.
It's like a big pile. It's a huge pile of fun. Like, think about all the CGI studios like rendering fucking airplanes like
Ace
in
Baker.
Real time.
Oh my god, Ace Baker shit.
Or just like
he's like, here's how to use Adobe After Effects. Like, this is how they did it. Like, you could select this color and then it will be keyed out of the frame.
It's like just like video anomalies.
He's like,
the key
to 9/11. And it's literally like how it's like Adobe After Effects. I mean, it's like how to use a green screen. I'm like, bro, like, you remember that shit?
Well, yeah, because if there was a way that the nose of one of the planes penetrated the building that like wasn't satisfying.
Yeah, there was like
people.
A fucking there was like a video glitch.
All these things come down to like that doesn't look like how it would look in like a Spielberg production,
right?
Therefore, they can't. Or like remember that like mulatto like faggot like news reporter or news anchor who like shot one of his coworkers on camera as she was doing it and it's like. Like, shots penetrate her, and she was still took a few steps running away before she, like, fell down, and then there wasn't a lot of blood. And this is like, well, that's fake because, you know, I've seen RoboCop, and when you get shot, like, squibs explode in your chest, and you fly out
the
a window, and you get shot.
Well, do you remember,
like
when...
I was like, you understand,
we,
like, in the real world,
on
you've
the
never
show.
Actually seen someone get shot
You don't know what that
times.
Really looks
like. You have
like.
No idea, but you're like, that doesn't look like Paul Verhoeven. Wait, is that guy's name? Was Paul Verhoeven?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it right.
Woo! Thank you, Red Letter Media. Like, it doesn't look like a Paul Verhoeven production of someone getting shot. Therefore, that must not be real.
Do you remember the one we did this on the show where somebody was like, it was something, it was, I don't know if it was that or if it was another thing where somebody was shot or something and they were shot in the head and they were like, this isn't what it looks like. And they instead, so they shot like a watermelon with a high caliber rifle and the thing fucking just explodes. Like, yeah. Your head is, you realize
your head's not a watermelon.
Is a lot fucking harder than a watermelon?
Yeah.
You realize you can take a watermelon, you can punch through the fucking rind of the melon. You could do that. You could smash it with your elbow.
Well, the watermelon
fucking, you can't
is full
do
of
that
liquid,
to your
so
fucking
hydrostatic
skull.
Shock.
Yeah, it's also just
your
it's
skull.
Just like if you shoot like a jug of water, yeah, it's going to blow up because of the hydrostatic shock.
Look, there's all kinds
of reasons.
May not
have that effect on a human skull.
Like suddenly
probably
you have to
not.
Do an episode of
well,
Mythbusters.
Well, that level
to do
of pressure, your skull is like just a lot fucking harder than a watermelon rind. If your skull right. was as soft as a watermelon rind, all of us would be dead.
That I wouldn't that's have true. To shoot you with
every
that
time
rifle,
you hit your head. Yeah, you would kill. You could just punch somebody, and their whole fucking skull would cave
God,
in. You
wouldn't be able to play baseball.
God, can you imagine the number of football players whose heads would just be fucking spaghetti all
I mean,
over the all over the field?
Kind of are anywhere. Like, yeah.
So. Well, they're just yes, that's happening anyway. But like, it would be way worse. Like, you wouldn't even be able to get through a game without just like heads exploding, literally. Like,
so he says the more exciting and shocking the theory, the more it tended to capture the imagination and enthusiasm of the rank-and-file activists. Moreover,
the more retarded.
Many of these different factions bitterly opposed each other.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And the resulting infighting, together with the sometimes outlandish nature of the claims, soon cost the 9/11 truth movement much of the little support it had gained in media circles and among the public.
Yeah.
I remember during one of Ron Paul's primary campaigns... They pressed him on 9/11 truthers in one of the public debates on like one of the news channels. And he was like, well, if they care about me, they'll stop doing that. Mm-hmm. because I guess they were shit testing Ron Paul, like try to make Ron Paul into a truther. And he was just like, poor Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really
so
find much to
I just,
argue.
No, like I went to the UNS review looking for something to A-log, and instead I was like, oh,
yeah,
this is how good these Jews are. Every now and then they can they flatter your own.
Well, here's the thing: Ron UNS isn't fucking dumb. Like, there's things I disagree with that he says, but some of the articles he's written, and
I guess I owe him $80.
Particularly, yeah, you're gonna have to give him $40, but particularly in the American Pravda series, there is some good stuff there that he's written. And
well, the good thing about it is like this information is far beyond its expiration date. It's not useful to anybody anymore, really.
Well, it's sort of like a cautionary tale, if you will. But it's like we're kind of trying to tell people the same things.
Yeah.
But what's funny is now we have
he at the same time is doing his own nuclear bomb theory with COVID. So it's like no one's learned the lesson.
The COVID thing is, and forgive me if I'm getting it wrong, that he's actually said, no, it was a bioweapon. But it was not like a Chinese bioweapon. It was an American bioweapon aimed at the Chinese and the Iranians.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well.
Yeah, they missed.
But I'm like, maybe.
Also, like, the issue with COVID is it didn't actually kill a lot of people like it was supposed to.
Well, supposed to. I mean, look, I'm totally open to like lab leak theories and shit like that. That's plausible.
Oh, it was a lab leak. Again, I like my theory the best.
We've already presented what we think happened. Yeah. But I honestly think, I mean, that's the other thing. Like, our view is, our conspiracy theory on this, that it was actually Jews who were desperately afraid of MERS.
And they were working
on MERS.
And they
were trying to figure out a way to cure it. And they got
out of the purview of our moratorium on gain of function research. And they were like, we'll get the Chinese to do gain of function research because we're scared.
Or just get actually Americans to do it in China. Yeah. That was another thing.
That was the other thing. And stinky Chinese, they leaked their virus out.
We really missed the boat on COVID, though. That was quite the stumble. Lost a lot of subscriber over COVID. Such a bad move on our part.
You know what's so funny is like during COVID, it was the most subscribers we ever had, and then they took our credit card processing away. So we were actually during our like.
Oh, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
Sitting around wearing masks, talking about washing our hands and putting pizza boxes in the oven. That was the peak of subscribership because of credit cards.
How did we ever recover from the pizza box fiasco?
What's that?
How did we ever recover from the pizza box fiasco?
I don't care to this day. Like, I don't give any fucks if people make fun of me about that. Like, I do not care.
No, it's really...
Yeah, you know what? I'm not willing to die of a weird disease. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It actually makes sense. Like, if they say like a temperature above, I don't remember what it was, 800 or 200 degrees kills the virus. Like, all right, so heat the thing up so I can't get sick.
Also, now my pizza's nice and hot.
It's like if we're gonna do a fake lockdown where all goods and services are still available to you, all right, well, I'll wipe it down with Clorox in the oven.
I mean, I didn't do that.
I wonder how this works to extremely people, though. It's like, you did a thing, and I'm gonna qualify that thing you did as being cringe. Therefore, you have to disappear now. Right? You're gone. You did a cringe thing.
Well, I mean, what you're doing is cringe.
Yeah.
Well, so, lying on the internet about us being totally, like, right in every respect, basically it just took time. Like, as time wore on, we were right about every single thing we said about it.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely right. So, again... The lesson here, you know, I think our audience gets it for the most part. Maybe some people don't. But again, my thing is always like, if what we're, and I don't even have to say this to our audience anymore, but this is how I present this to people who are maybe listening to this that still have some shibboleths or something like that with the stuff. Don't get mad. Getting mad isn't going to.
The way you get mad is you stop having like, this imaginary tribal loyalty of two tribes on COVID. It doesn't exist anymore. It's done.
Right. And, because Democrats don't give a shit about COVID either.
Well, the anti-COVID like tribe was always tiny, has no power, and is completely gone now. Again, if you want to look at it, like I said the other day, if you want to look at it through the lens of American politics, look at Ron DeSantis. He is the head tribesman. He's the Roman Reigns of the fucking COVID blood.
And remember,
the pure bloodline of
the
COVID.
The anti-COVID tribe.
And he is losing.
Was also consistently, one, Jews always got out in front of it. Two, it was always consistently used to, it was like the multiracial coalition of the COVID tribe. Like they were always featuring non-whites in the front of it. And then using that to, frankly, because they've now shifted your tribal loyalties to this, now here's a nigger in front of anti-COVID stuff. Okay, I don't hate niggers anymore. Niggers are now cool.
Wait, what?
We literally saw.
Oh, you're cool. Okay.
Some people saying this.
Some people. We saw Nick Fuentes saying this.
That's what I was saying. That's who I meant. I was
top Nazi.
We saw Fuentes doing this, and then Fuentes' movement actually became like a bunch of mystery meat, like child molesters. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
It's like America First. Oops, all niggers of it. All niggers edition. It's all like. It's all like sneakos.
And remember, the Canadian trucker protest.
Oh, my God.
Put all these fucking Sikhs. There's like a Sikh oil thing. They put all these Sikhs out in front of it. When if you actually talk to white Canadian truckers, they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're being racially replaced in our own fucking profession because the government is bringing in these Sikhs, giving them trucking licenses, undercutting our wages, and making it more difficult for us as white truckers to make a living. And on top of that, they instituted these retarded fucking mandates at the border so we can't ship to America anymore. And the Sikhs are also, it's like, so what do they do? Oh, trucker, oh, Sikhs, we love you. Yeah, go Sikhs. Like, that's what that, I'm sorry if you're offended. Like, we've already been through this with these people. That's what it was. You have to look at it as it is.
We already defeated the trucker
so,
uprising
again,
single-handedly by calling it gay and fake.
If only TRS had supported it.
You well, nigger cattle. Here's the thing. So that's, again, this lesson, I don't, here's the lesson I've learned. Here's the lesson I've personally learned from this. I am no longer going to let myself be pushed around or second-guess myself or worry about numbers or worry about losing things or being called cringe or being attacked by these people, because I know that the people that get invested in these things, the people that are running these ops and get invested in them, are going to attack people that are telling people what is actually going on. And I'm not going to hesitate. I am not going to drag my feet.
And the reason
we are going to get out in front of them from the beginning when we see it, and we're going to tell it. And frankly, right. that is going to make it more difficult
and
for
it's,
them.
It's particularly bad now. It's only going to get worse for the next year or so because it's a presidential election year. These fake issues are going to come up. They're going to be like, ban the ADL is just like, ban the ADL and like Oliver Anthony. Those should be like minor league nothings, but they seem to be a bit like, there's going to be more and more of those constantly because
those things, they are, frankly, they're coming and going quicker. The Oliver Anthony thing actually lasted longer than the ban the ADL thing. And there's a massive amount of people who are, I'm sorry, like when I look out there after the stuff that was said that we talked about, Keith's article, look at the comments on Keith's article that
he's getting dragged.
Yeah. Lots and whether the dragging is something I would say or whether it's fair, it doesn't matter. Like, very few people in the Uns comment section, the vast majority of comments are like, "Are you fucking kidding me? This is obviously some kind of Jew shit."
Calling the ADL a leftist organization is completely wrong. It's a Zionist organization, isn't that what people are? Really,
well, some there's a number of different things. One guy said, "Look, if you that's are just, fucking teaming up with Ben Shapiro, you're headed for a catastrophe." There was some very cogent stuff. Yeah. There was some stuff that was, the point was generally like, "Hey, if Jews are involved, it's no good." Yeah. That was generally the point.
Well, hold on, that was the thing that I think me and Mike were talking about, like off the air yesterday. It's like nobody likes Ben Shapiro. He is not popular. No one anywhere likes Ben Shapiro.
But also, Ben Shapiro supports censorship.
Right. Like, so you've got an unlikable Jew that supports censorship, and that's
Ben
like
Shapiro
your top,
literally
top Jew guy.
Says we should. There are real racists.
Yeah.
We should find them and punish them and make sure they don't have jobs. We've got the video. We've played it on our show many times. So that, and do you really think for a second that in the 6 intervening years since he said that on that faggot kike Dave Rubin show? In the 6 years since then, do you really think he's changed his mind on that? No. He still thinks that. His thing is like, there are real anti-Semites. Let's find them, remove them from X, and destroy their careers.
X.
That's what Ben Shapiro thinks. So Ben Shapiro is not actually going after the ADL because they're censoring people.
Right.
He's going after the ADL as kayfabe because the ADL supports Ben Shapiro. Remember that. ADL was saying Ben Shapiro is the most targeted journalist in the country because he's visibly Jewish. They've written articles like this every fucking year. It's like, no, Ben Shapiro is throwing himself out into the middle of, frankly, trying to speak for the right wing. And there's a lot of people that are just don't like Jews in the right wing these days. Sorry. So they call him what he is, which is a sniveling, rat-faced little fucking Jew.
Do you want lunch?
That's what they do. Anyway.
Star.
But I'm saying, like, the shelf life of these, like, the COVID shelf life was like a couple years. The Oliver Anthony shelf life was a couple weeks, and the ban the ADL shelf life was a couple days. Like, it's harder and harder for them to do this. And I don't think anybody's going to go. Frankly, this impeachment thing, this is fucking weak. Only like really, really dumb people that I don't even want to try and recruit are going to fall for that shit.
That's not even a dissident Republican.
That's like just normal. Like, the National Review is like full throatedly behind that shit. And they're even doing, like, you don't have to like Donald Trump either.
Well, we should take a break. And then we're going to come back and we're just going to watch YouTube for an hour.
Okay.
But that's going to be probably the better content because we have some really good YouTube stuff to watch. Okay. Let's, I'm going to go make some eggs.
You are listening to the Daily Sower.